Ever notice how some people command attention the moment they speak, while others struggle to keep an audience engaged? In today's world of shrinking attention spans, down from 12 to just 5 minutes over the past decade, those first 7 seconds have never been more crucial. Bill McGowan calls this the headline principle. Your opening determines whether people lean in or check out. Most speakers sabotage themselves with predictable starts, tediously outlining their agenda, reminding listeners how long they'll be trapped, or wasting time with gratuitous thank yous. Instead, think like a journalist. Put your most compelling material first, a vivid anecdote, a surprising fact, a provocative question. When Facebook executives and Fortune 500 CEOs needed to sharpen their communication edge, they turned to McGowan's counterintuitive approach. Even Warren Buffett acknowledges that mastering communication can increase your value by at least 50%. Those first moments aren't just important, they're everything. Our brains process information at 400 words per minute while we speak only 125 words per minute. That gap is where attention wanders, unless you fill it with vivid mental images. This is the Scorsese principle. Great communicators are directors of the movie playing in their listeners' minds. Facts alone are forgettable, but facts wrapped in stories are 22 times more memorable. Images are 60,000 times more memorable than words. Remember when Apple introduced the iPod? They didn't talk about gigabytes. They said 1,000 songs in your pocket. That's visual storytelling at its finest. The best stories follow a simple formula. The setup, weave stories naturally. The build, set the scene with minimal characters while creating anticipation. The reveal, deliver the payoff. And the exit, pause to let the impact sink in. Next time you're explaining something complex, ask yourself, what can they see in their minds right now? If the answer is nothing, you're not communicating, you're just talking. Have you ever noticed how pasta sauce becomes more flavorful when reduced? The same principle applies to communication. Speaking redundantly with filler words dilutes your message, like adding water to sauce, resulting in something bland and forgettable. We talk too much for various misguided reasons, trying to drive home points through repetition, attempting to sound smart, feeling obligated to use allotted time, or poor planning. The irony? Brevity is power. The quietest person often appears most intriguing and maintains control of conversations. When Mark Zuckerberg was asked about Facebook's privacy issues, his concise response carried more weight than a lengthy defense would have. Have you ever regretted something the moment it left your mouth? That's verbal tailgating, when your mouth follows too closely behind your brain. Unlike car accidents, verbal collisions can't be repaired. Several situations encourage this dangerous habit. Defensiveness, mistakenly thinking faster speech sounds more convincing. Anxiety, adrenaline accelerates speaking pace. Discomfort with silence. Intelligence, brilliant minds race ahead of mouths. Mirroring fast-talking conversation partners, and competition for speaking time. The solution? Create space between thought and speech. Practice strategic pauses. They're not awkward silences, but powerful moments that give weight to your words. When Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg spoke, her measured pace commanded attention precisely because she wasn't rushing. Before important conversations, try speaking at half your normal pace for 5 minutes to recalibrate your internal tempo. Have you ever noticed how some people's enthusiasm for their message is so powerful you can't help but be convinced? That's the conviction principle at work. It's not just what you say, it's how you say it. Your words, eye movement, posture, pitch, and tone all signal whether you truly believe what you're saying. Equivocating phrases like kind of, sort of, and I think undermine your conviction and signal weakness. Research from Harvard Business School shows posture affects both how others perceive us and our own confidence levels. Power postures increase testosterone by 20% while reducing stress hormone cortisol by 25%. Before your next high-stakes conversation, stand tall with shoulders back and arms uncrossed for 2 minutes. you'll literally feel your conviction grow. When Oprah Winfrey speaks about her beliefs, her unwavering conviction makes even skeptics reconsider. The most persuasive people aren't necessarily the most knowledgeable. They're the ones who most deeply believe in their message and let that belief shine through every aspect of their communication. The best conversationalists aren't those who dominate discussions, but those who show sincere interest in others. Genuine curiosity transforms exhausting social interactions into invigorating ones. Most people don't realize the disconnect between their internal attentiveness and their outward appearance. They think they're being engaged listeners while their body language and responses suggest otherwise. Great conversationalists display three key characteristics: interest, asking thoughtful follow-up questions rather than waiting for their turn to speak; generosity, including others and seeking their input; and modesty, practicing subtle self-promotion rather than dominating the conversation. Think about the last truly satisfying conversation you had. Chances are the other person made you feel fascinating. Terry Gross, host of NPR's Fresh Air, is masterful at this. How do you guide a conversation in your preferred direction without appearing manipulative? This is the Draper Principle, named after Mad Men's Don Draper. Rather than passively answering questions in interviews or meetings, maintain partial control through subtle steering. Research shows listeners rate speakers who abruptly change topics as untrustworthy, while slight digressions often go unnoticed. When trapped in uncomfortable conversations, master the art of widening the topic, broadening the subject just enough to escape toxicity while maintaining flow. Michelle Obama exemplifies this skill, gracefully redirecting pointed political questions toward broader themes of family and service. Next time you're asked a question you'd rather not answer directly, acknowledge it briefly, then pivot to a related topic you're more comfortable discussing. The principles of effective communication extend far beyond professional settings into every aspect of our lives. From delivering wedding toasts to consoling grieving friends, from negotiating salaries to meeting future in-laws, these everyday situations require thoughtful communication strategies. The journey to becoming an effective communicator isn't about achieving perfection. It's about continuous improvement through practice and self-awareness. Like any skill worth mastering, communication requires commitment and patience. The rewards, however, are immense: enhanced career prospects, stronger relationships, and the ability to influence and inspire others. Whether you're explaining a complex concept, asking for a raise, or having a difficult conversation with a loved one, these principles help you say it right the first time. Communication isn't about perfection, but connection. Being present, authentic, and engaged in an increasingly distracted world. By mastering these principles, you don't just become a better speaker, you become a better listener, a better leader, and ultimately, a better human being. The most powerful words are those that build bridges between minds. What will you build with yours?